This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see this.
Good evening, Bahamas, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Valentino O'Brien, a.k.a. Scoochie or Scrooge, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Our telephone numbers tonight are 323-623-325-4316-325-4259, and you can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. And you're in our great producing studios who does an outstanding job on the airwaves. I would just like to say to all the families that have lost loved ones, complication of the COVID-19, traffic accident, a shooting incident, etc. But recently we have had a lot of pain happening around the country. If you look in the obituary terrestrially gone from the Tribune, it was like most 33 pages of just poisons just passing away. So my condolences goes out to each and every one of those family. I might not know you personally, but I know what it is to lose a loved one. So I understand, and my heart is more open. So I understand other people's pain, even though I'm not in proximity or I might not know you. But I understand the pain you're going through, because that person could have been a very special person to you. Could have been a provider, someone who you looked up to, you know, mother, father, grandmother, who, you know, is just an extraordinary person. But I just want you to know that that is just a phase, because we all must die. We must remember that there is everlasting life after the physical death. And once you arrive at God, when it's the resurrection, for those who believe in it, then you would see a loved one again. So for right now, you know, I feel the pain. My condolences to each and every one of those family. And I just want you to hold your head up high, and that you're carrying on a legacy of that particular person who you love so dearly. So if this person did mean so much to you, then follow in their footsteps and try to live a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life. Okay, today's show, we're going to talk about a number of topics. We're going to talk about the snap election. We're going to talk about the comments said by former Prime Minister, the Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram, towards the snap election. I'd also like your comment if the snap election was a good move on the minister administration, or was it a bad move? Before we get into that part, I'll give my first take on it. Then you can call in. Then we talk a little bit about the hospital. We got a lot of promises made by the opposition party led by the Honorable Philip Brave Davis. And they're talking and saying that if they were able to win the upcoming general election, that they would consider building a new brand hospital, which I think is long overdue. Probably need two or three hospitals. We probably need a kid hospital by itself. We need a hospital for the old persons, and we need a hospital separated for the females who are pregnant and ready to have baby, because we can't put them in the same hospital where everyone is have access to it. So we need to consider even building a private hospital just for pregnant ladies who are giving birth because of the COVID-19 situation. So there's a lot of things to consider, but anyway, the gesture is very good by the opposition. And I think that if they are successful in within the government. I don't know if they're going to be successful. You know, right now it's up for grabs right now. So just hoping and praying that we do get a new hospital, regardless of who administration comes into power. Hopefully they understand the dire need to build a new hospital for our loved ones. Then we'll have a discussion on that later on in the show. But I want to give my condolences to a wonderful person who passed away, who was very special to me, Dr. Rita Pratt. She passed away a few days ago. I looked on my Facebook page and she passed away. You know, it's very sad, you know, really hit me, you know what I mean? Like I said, there's a lot of persons right now just disappearing, you know, so there are a lot of persons who are really grieving, you know. I'm just but one of them. You know, Rita passed away a few days ago. Rita was an extraordinary person as I knew her. I met her close to 10 years ago after I did an interview on Debbie Butler's show, Gems, and it was all about the discovery of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. visiting Lewis Creek area in the year of 1958 in Lewis Creek. And I was on Debbie Butler's show, and it caught the ears of Dr. Rita Pratt, who is a historian. You know, she goes around the story, and she goes and she investigates like a private investigator. And then she tracks down everyone who you recommend or something that connects the dot. And she would be relentless on achieving that information. So she heard me, and then she came looking for me through Lewis Creek. And I was telling her the story, which Mr. Panza, who himself passed away no longer than a year ago. And it's strange. It's very strange that, you know, he told me this, Mr. Panza, before he passed away. He told me about 10 years ago. He listened to me on the radio, and he liked how he changed around my life. And he heard that I wanted to make a difference in my community and find ways to bring empowerment to the community for the next generation, you know, because there's a very high unemployment in the country, you know, high. A lot of persons, you know, are currently not working. So he heard all that on the radio. And he knew me as an individual who was a gangbanger, you know. And, you know, he watched me transcend myself from being that type of person to becoming a productive community leader and a great role model in the community. And he watched me over the years. And he stopped me one day as I was walking. That's why it's always good to be respectful to your elders. So as I was leaving the basketball court, because I normally play basketball in History Park every Sunday, and after I finished playing, he was cleaning up his yard, which is situated on Lewis Street. So I'm walking from Hay Street and going on to Lewis Street, and I saw Mr. Panza, and he was cleaning his yard because he always cleaned his yard. And he called me. And he said, "Young man, you have a few minutes?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You sure?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I know you young guys, them. When the old guys call you, the old people call you, you don't like to listen, you know?" I said, "Well, sir, not me, because all my life, my grandmother always tell me to be respectful for persons who are older than me. Even the kids, she told me to be respectful to." So he said, "Okay, yes, I know your grandmother. She was a very great person. I know your mom. Me and your mom is good friends." So he said to me, "I heard you on the radio and you want to make a big difference in your community, right?" He said, "I have something for you that can change the dynamics of your community, but you're going to have to go out there and you're going to have to fight for it, and you got to be careful of the information you're going to give to people and be careful who you work with, because it could actually make a lot of things happen for you and your community." So I said, "Okay, sir." So he starts to tell me about the history about the Grandstand community and when he was a young boy. And he explained to me that, "Did you know that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. resided and stayed in the Lewis Creek area for 3 days? And I said, "Wow, that's amazing." He said, There's a house right down the road there, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not told this to nobody besides my grandchildren and my family. I'm going to give it to you. Now, you could use this to transform your community into a tourist attraction like you were talking about. You know, if you could persuade the owners and get some sponsors and you were able to purchase that and you were able to turn it into a museum and you could say, this is where Dr. King stayed, you would have guests from around the world coming to the community and especially Lewis Creek just to come and see the house that Dr. King stayed with. And then he further told me how Dr. King influenced the woman who were able to vote to support the Progressive Liberal Party. He also told me Dr. King was also coming down here to the PLP rally on the government grant and giving speeches to the Bahamian people to fight for a government that is for the black people. You know, they're fighting for betterment, you know, of themselves, and they felt that they were being treated unfairly. So they wanted to form their own body and form their own government. And he was coming down here on trips, and he told me all this. And he said he stayed here for 3 days. He was walking in the streets of Lewis Creek, and he came down here to Sir Randall Fox. And Sir Randall lived around the corner there where you live, where Peabody Bakery is. So he said, oh, wow. So he said, and then Sir Randall Fox's father lived on Fort Finn Castle. So he said, yeah, so Dr. King were walking up and down Lewis Creek for 3 days, and he stayed here, and he was visiting residents in the community. I said, oh, wow. So he said, nah, to yourself, take this information, right? Be very careful. And I know that you're a smart young man, and see if you can make something happen with it, because I'm not going to be here. So I gave you the information. I went on radio, on Gems Radio, and then I ended up on ZNS, where I talked to Ms. Pratt after we connected, after I came off Gem Radio. So Ms. Pratt came to me and she said, wow, that's truly amazing what you said on the radio. Can I assist you in getting information and getting a book together and getting all the history together? And I said, Mom, you are the right person who was sent here to do this task. I said, I don't have no funds, but we can wait to get it. She said, the funds is not important. She said, this year is valuable. She said that if you could get the book, if you could get the house, and we clean up the neighborhood, we can have a Dr. King and Sir Randall Fox Day where we have guests from around the world would come in the community and spend hundreds and thousands of dollars. So it made sense, and that's what I'm continuing on in my community of Grandstand. So we were able, in 2014, along with Dr. Rita Pratt and many others, Sir Randall's family, who gave us the information, date and time that he was here and he stayed with their family and what it was all about, you know, because Dr. King came to town to help Sir Randall when he was charged with sedition, when he was fighting for equal rights and justice for the Bahamian people. So he was afraid, so he sent a letter to King, and King himself responded and was on his way to come to Nassau, New Providence to help be there as a supporter. The news were able to catch the fact that Dr. King was leaving his home in the United States of America to come to the Bahamas to Sir Randall, who at that time was just similar persons like Dr. King. In fact, Dr. King learned so much of our own Sir Randall that he took some of the education, what he learned of Sir Randall, and he took it back to the U.S. So he admired Sir Randall. So on Dr. King journey to the Bahamas, the media got caught of it. The court here in Nassau, New Providence heard that Dr. King was coming over to support Sir Randall. And in a matter of a few days before Dr. King landed in Nassau, New Providence, Sir Randall was a free man, had no charges to face. That's just the power and the connection of those two great men. And that's the history. And Ms. Pratt was able to get this knowledge from me that I got from Mr. Bunza. And she made something out of nothing. And she told me, say, one day, you know, she hoped that she see it happen where she envisioned the tourists comes in the community and then many stalls set up throughout the community where tourists can stop, know the history about the community, and spend American dollars in the community. She's not yet now, but and Mr. Buns is not yet now. So the task is up to me, and I'll never stop working. If you listen to the radio shows over the last couple of months, you would see where we're talking in parables. So that's what I'm working on for the future of my community that I reside in, where I could provide an opportunity for those unemployed persons who can't find work to provide an opportunity in the community where they can earn an honest dollar. But in order to do that, we're going to have to make sure the community is clean. We're going to make sure that the tourist attractions are in up to COVID-19 protocols condition, and that it's a place where persons can interact with the community in a very safe environment. So we're working on safety. We're working on cleanliness. We're working on having tourist attraction in that particular community so that when the tourist comes, when we do have Dr. King Day and Surrender Day, but we'd have on a regular basis visitors coming to our community. So we're looking to spreading our local bars. I'm building my restaurant, which will soon be finished in about a month. There are one or two little spots. I'm talking to some small business owners to upgrade their bar, set a little spot where you could build your hair braiding, and girls can go to school and learn how to do nails and stuff like that in the community. So it's a work in progress, and we made a lot of progress, and we continue to make progress. So I just want to say that to let everyone know that Ms. Rita Prada has passed away, Mr. Buns has passed away, but the dream and vision has not passed away. And in the near future, if I'm still living, you know, tomorrow's not promised to no man, but I'm praying to the Father that I live and I still continue to get the support that is needed to make this great plan happen so that we could have a better future for those residing in the community, so that they can have a life where they can earn an honest living in their community. You know, I always look at the tourists as not tourists. I look at them as customers who bring funds from their particular job. They leave to come to go on a vacation. They come to the Bahamas with thousands and thousands of dollars. They have nowhere to spend the money. All right? So we need to create environments that are close to Bay Street where we can have those tourists to come over and spend those honest dollars in our respective community. And I guarantee you, we could create about 15,000 to 30,000 jobs if that was a scratch between Mason Addition, Bainard Grandstand, and Scrape Down in those communities that are close to Bay Street, close to Fish Fry, you know, because they are walking distance. And that money could trickle in those particular community and trickle down even further into other communities because the money would be going from one hand to the next. So this is the opportunity we're looking for, you know. So I just want to say that. Okay. Okay, now let's get down to business. Okay. Good night, everybody. And I'm going to start the first topic tonight. And we're going to talk about the snap election. There are talks around the country where Bahamians are sitting on the blocks or sitting in bars or on the side of the parks or in the parks or you know, where a congregation. And many people were given a reaction on the snap election by the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the Honorable Dr. Hubert Minnis. And many were given their opinion. So we were just having a discussion about what you think happened. So we were saying that we guess the Prime Minister called a snap election is because he figured that this would stop more persons from getting registered to vote because, you know, many persons might be disgruntled. And I already heard, I think there's about over 160 or 170,000 persons already registered to vote from the previous voter street who were still registered and reside in our particular community. And then some other persons got registered. So they were saying that if he waited till next year, May, then you're looking to have over 200,000 plus persons registered to vote, and it might not work in his favor. Because it would give the opposition, which is the Progressive Liberal Party, led by the Honorable Brave Davis, to talk about many, what you say, scandals. I remember saying scandals or try to bring up, you know, conspiracy theory, or could be true. Like, for instance, right now we are seeing where information is circulating on social media. We can't say if it's true or not, but it's being posted. We could give an example, like Adrian Gibson. We have heard that someone probably in government who is either PLP operative or FNM operative who is disgruntled decide to leak the confidential information to a source, to the media, and they put it out there. And then, you know, it spread around the country. So stuff like that. Or like how we're looking at the Deputy Prime Minister, the Honorable Desmond Bannister. There's some social media and platforms talking, saying that he is in violation of conflict of interest, stating that he gave his brother a contract or someone else he gave a contract and stuff like that. So they're saying this is one of the reasons now why Minis called an early or snap election. So that's what many people were saying. I mean, it could be a smart move or it could be a move where, you know, could backfire. And then many persons said that he probably got the information to do the snap election by talking to some of Trump, what you call him? Counselors who counseled Trump. They told him it's the best chance now that you need to look at the fact that you've had two disasters, the hurricane and COVID-19, many behemoths at this place. So you might could win some of these seats where many places are displaced. The majority of behemoths are living in Nassau, you know, so they're displaced. So this gives him an advantage. This gives the prime minister an advantage because, you know, you need 20-something seats to win the general election. When many persons displaced, you know, living in Nassau, which is overpopulated right now, you know, so they're saying that is a strategy move that could work in his favor, you know. Then we must also take the comment of former Prime Minister, the Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram. If I'm correct, and, you know, I have a good memory, he stated that in 1997 he did a snap election. But what he did is when he called the snap election in 1997, he advised the general public ahead of time that if you want to vote in the upcoming general election, which is a snap election, the registry office would be open at et cetera, and closed at et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to participate in this general election, you need to go get registered. And then he tell you when you can go get registered, and he tell you when the registry department closes. And then some guys say, well, if the former Prime Minister, the Honorable Hubert Alexander, did that, then why didn't the sitting Prime Minister, who is the Honorable Hubert Alexander Minnis, he didn't do that? What he did was, we heard rumors of a snap election. We heard it from the Speaker of the House, the Honorable Haljun Moultrie. He was saying, you know, he's getting indication that it'd be a snap election. And let me tell you why you could take his word as confidential. Remember, he's the Speaker of the House, so he represents England. So he has some ties with England and some type of information has come to him. Okay? And then we heard the Honorable Brave Davis, who was the opposition leader of the Progressive Liberal Party, he stated and said, you know, it looked like it's going to be a snap election, okay? His word also could be credible because he is the leader of the opposition. And if the prime minister gave word, even if he sent word, because there's a certain country, I can't remember, that if he withholds the elections process, what keeps the record and make it worldwide so that all governments and all countries can know that when each country is having the election, the opposition leader is the Queen's head of state besides the Governor General. He's the Queen's legal opposition. So he gets his briefing also from someone from Buckingham Palace because he's the Queen's legal opposition here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So when he said that, you know, a lot of persons started to get registered to vote, then we heard the Minister of National Security, the Honorable Marvin Dames, who's seeking to be re-elected for his particular constituency. He came out when the reporter asked him a few questions concerning the matter. He came out and said that he doesn't really know if there's going to be a snap election. He doubts it. You really got to hear it from the prime minister and et cetera. And then we heard comments from the prime minister a few days later, and he stated, oh, I don't think he said nothing about a snap election. But many persons were going to get registered. And then when the Minister of National Security stated that, you know, and then there were a lot of people at the registry office who was trying to get some information, and there was a back and forth. And then when they heard what the Minister of National Security said, many people decided not to get registered anymore because it was not a snap election. Come to find out, a month later, the Prime Minister announced that it's a snap election. And based on what the former Prime Minister said, the Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram stated, he make sure gave the Bahamian people time to get themselves registered to vote in 1997, and he was successful in winning the government. On the other hand, probably the Honorable Hubert Alexander Minnis, who is the current Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, seeking to be re-elected second term to serve as the leader of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, he did not do so. And I said, because it's probably because of the emergency order, he has that type of power. Because we must remember now that the emergency orders that we're seeing now was put in place by the Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram, because he was the one who came up with the emergency orders and stuff like that. So he is the one who know about all the rules and regulations. You know, he's one of the very first person to call a snap election. So all these things, he acted like a true professional. Now, I don't know if because the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas had the authority and power and broke the law and just decided to use the emergency, which is, could be legal, to use that in that particular time to call a snap election. So if you want to comment on any one of these topics, you could call in. Telephone number is 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. And you could ask yourself, do you think calling a snap election benefited the Honorable Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? Was it a smart move? Or do you think it was the wrong move? So that's the number. We're taking a break. Remember, we'll take a break. So that's the telephone number if you want to comment. Those are the numbers, and we'll be right back after the break.
Welcome to the inner city.
Ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town. Ain't no love in the show not for today. Ain't no love cause you ain't around. You were mine. Oh, I was feeling so good.
'cause you're loving up this whole neighborhood. But now that you're gone, you know the sun don't shine from the city hall to the county line. And that's why I said ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town. Ain't no love, and it sure is a pity. Ain't no love, 'cause you ain't around.
Now that your age is not everything, now that your kids call you for advice, now that you can achieve anything you set your mind to, why stop? Nourish your strength and energy with Ensure. Ensure provides protein, antioxidants, key vitamins and minerals to support your immune system. Now that it's your moment to enjoy your vitality, why stop? Your life, your health, your Ensure.
Life is always better with a little extra cash. At Solomon's, we know that every penny saved is a penny toward more happy times with those you love. With super savings in every aisle and budget-pleasing buys every time you shop, you can get closer to that family vacation you've been dreaming about. Go on, earn that new air fryer in produce. Snag that Exuma getaway with your cereal. Rawson Square Junkanoo tickets, aisle 7 just restocked. Bring it all together at Solomon's, where you can save more and live better.
Join me, Landlord, along with Mike D for the entertaining and ministering program, Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits.
It's the great hits from the Caribbean and the great hits from all across urban America.
You will hear great music and more, including interviews with popular artists from America.
Hi, this is Richard Smallwood. Listen, I love Cod Salad, Landlord. It's one of my favorite thing, Cod Fritters.
Hi, this is Carvin Winans of Three Winans Brothers.
Hey guys, this is Casey Jane.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Jonathan McReynolds.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pastor Shirley Caesar. I want the world to know, Mike D and Landlord, that we matter, that our children matter.
This is Mike D.
And yours truly, Landlord. Get ready for Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits Sundays here on Guardian Radio.
Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits.
Starting at a new time at 1 p.m. every Sunday here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Influencers with Lady Shima is on Guardian Talk Radio. Listen in to life-changing interviews of influencers who are transforming the national landscape of the Bahamas.
How, as a father, how do you deal with all that pressure? That's a lot of responsibility.
That's rough, man.
Influencers will inspire you to use your own influence to bring positive transformation to the world around you. That's Influencers with Lady Shima. Weekend radio just went up a notch.
Now for one full hour every Sunday starting at 1:30 p.m. here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the newest, most exciting talk show to hit the airwaves of Guardian Radio. For thought-provoking subjects, what do men and women really want? Guy code, girl code, freedom from your ex. Join us for lively, honest commentary, strategies and solutions about love and relationships. Tune in with the Real Love Team, LaShawn Ferguson, Emmy, and yours truly, Sugar Ray, for the Real Love Talk Show on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Live now at 2:30 p.m. on Sundays on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
The Political Review with Quincy Parker. Forceful, insightful, where we challenge the political directorate to keep it simple and tell the truth. We ask the questions, you judge the answers. Join us on Sundays at 4 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Welcome to the inner city, inner city, inner city.
We're back on a wonderful Friday night. You can text us at 422-GR96-323-6232. Telephone numbers 325-4316, 325-4259. And I want the Bahamian people to know that I understand about government and I understand the difference between party politics. Party politics is the reason now that we are in a situation now where we have a lot of gossip and what we call conflict of interest, where we have certain members of parliament, once they elected, most people refer to like Sparky say, friends, lovers, and etc., that they give contracts to. What we need to understand is that both political parties and the Free National Movement and Progressive Liberal Party are both parties that were built to retain power. Okay, the PLP was formed to take power away from the majority party, which was the UEP, in order for us to have a better living. Once we have accomplished that, now we have a two-party system. Call them coming right now. So we created tribalism in our respective country, and half of the people on this side, the PLP side, half is on the Free National Movement side, who came from the UEP. So we have tribalism. So we're seeing contracts given away, like what Agent Gibson is alleged to have given out to his, etc., or Desmond Bannister. Desmond Bannister responded a few days ago by saying that under him, on the information he received as a now Minister of Public Works, where he's holding up a record or a file where he's stating that he could show if he wants to get into party politics, where under the former administration, the Progressive Liberal Party was given a contract similar to what is being described by Adrian Gibson. And then we heard the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the Honorable Hubert Alexander Minnis, said, you know, he's not getting into that. Because what we need to understand, both parties have make conflict of interest. But it's not illegal. It's a conflict of interest because you're supposed to make it available to the majority of Bahamians. Okay? But it's not illegal. Okay? Okay, go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City. Sorry for taking so long.
Hey, Scrooge.
Hey, good night, good night.
Hey, that's okay.
Go ahead.
All right, good night. Good evening to your listeners.
All right.
Yeah, I hear you. You was talking earlier about the Minister of Works.
Yes.
And what they were saying on the social media.
Yes.
And it goes right back to what I was telling you, I think it was last week.
Right.
Yeah. How they be so strong for their family, friends, and lovers.
Yes.
You know, we don't mind. We just wish they could be as strong as it is for us. You agree with the people out here who are saying that we need a commission inquiry? Whosoever will be the next government?
If we get a commission inquiry, right, and we're saying we're going after persons who violate the law, you're going to have to persecute two set of parties, and you're going to have to persecute persons who are former ministers and even former prime minister.
They right? didn't do it this last 5 years. They only did persecute PLP.
All right, then. So what you think is going to happen? Both sides are going to cover it up because they know if they go after one another, that and then I have a connection with you, and you have a connection with me, and somewhere down the line, my family member. So it's not gonna work out.
So they're only faking with us.
Yeah, you ain't making no sense. Because, like I tell you, it's a two-party system. So if you're going to go at somebody in the Free National Movement, okay, the Free National Movement member of parliament has some type of dealing with the person in the Progressive Liberal Party, some law
yes.
office.
Some kind of friend.
So when the investigation goes, it's going to go from, and then, you know, it's, so that, don't fall for that.
But I ain't going to fall for it, but I always have the view that two wrongs don't make a right. And I say prosecute their backs.
I say prosecute them too.
Yeah.
I say prosecute them
especially
too.
Especially if they don't give us value for money or is anything wrong they do. Then I feel like they ain't above the law.
No, they're not above the law.
They might be special to a lot of us. We might like them. But they ain't above the law. Some of them might be our friends and families
yes.
and stuff like that. They are not above the law. This is the weekend now when I think those cabinet ministers in the Bahamas normally, like days before the election,
mm-hmm.
the set who get shamed, the set who could see what time it is, especially when the police stand vote,
mm-hmm.
you know, who has a view that maybe the government gang will change, they normally pack up their stuff out their office
yes.
or their family pictures off the desk and all them stuff.
You're hearing it.
Voice on a computer.
You're hearing it.
No, but I believe if they really thinking and they have sense, you know,
mm-hmm.
they should be doing those things. Maybe they shameless. Maybe they think like the people would maybe bring them back. If I was a cabinet minister, not just now, any time, I would always leave it up to the people. That's not my office. That's the people's office. They're going to put me back there if they want to.
Yes.
Or if they think somebody else is better, they're going to put them inside there. Scrooge,
hey.
You ever observed that it seems like people, when they go to the polls and they vote in their own clothes, you know, I feel like it sends a message. People might say no. People just ain't into the bunch of colors or being politically stereotyped. But I feel like when they do that, they go in the war with the government.
Yes.
I have a strong feeling that they go in the war with the government when they're wearing their own clothes. A lot of these cabinet ministers, them, and even some of these people might be coming as new members of different political parties to serve us. They have the agenda. They have their own plan. It is not about us. People get upset when I say, well, you know, I think they ain't nothing but political douchebags, some of them. They come in there and they're so rowdy. They carry on like, you know, they is the boss. They forget we is the boss and they the servant. Even the prime minister, he's only the chief servant out of all. So just the time the people I know, this COVID thing ran, and, you know, I understand they get a bunch of us going in one school rather than doing it the way how they used to do it. I think people really need to be encouraged. Mask up themselves, put on 2 masks, gloves or whatever, and get out there to vote. These politicians is be laughing at us on both sides. We have to make an example of them. Some people say they're looking for a wave, a political wave. I don't think we need no political wave. We must be careful of some of these people. Be careful of some of the people who come in from the opposition. Be careful of the people who come from independent.
Yes.
And be careful of some of these people who come from the government side.
Yes.
We can't just vote out all the good people. Them like Shannon Dawe Cartwright.
He's a good person. You might be more familiar.
You live close to that area.
No, he's a good person.
I feel like, you know, I feel like, you know, he deserves an endorsement for the things what he be doing for the Bahamian people. I don't think he look at them as PLPs and F&M.
No.
You know? Some of them need to be returned.
My favorite out of all MPs is Glenn Hanna Martin and Criswell Forbes.
Yes,
I like to see her to be the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party. I have no problem with her because she seems to be the most valiant and most valuable person in the Progressive Liberal Party, honestly speaking to you.
Ms. Martin is a warrior. I have nothing negative, just pure positive to say. We don't agree on everything, but I respect that lady.
Yes.
I respect that lady.
Shannon Dawe Cartwright on the F&M side is the same type of person.
Yes.
You know?
I would like to, you know, I don't know if we'll be around to see him as prime minister or a leader of a political party. People like him, I believe they have potential.
They have passion. See, there's only a few who have passion.
Yeah, I don't know how much you know, but John Pinder. John Pinder running for the F&M. A couple of them union presidents.
Yeah, I ain't too much of him because he look like, I don't know nothing about him personally, but the way how he switched from talking and then go into the political scene.
He's a hard worker, no? He's a hard worker.
Okay.
You see Fred Mitchell?
Yes.
Ain't too much of us, like, hard working like Fred Mitchell.
Okay.
Not just politically. Fred Mitchell know how to connect with people.
Okay.
They may be a little tight, you know, but they know how to connect with people.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes.
But this guy, Pinder. Mm-hmm. Pinder's a people's person.
All right.
You understand?
Yes.
He may be a little grouchy, right?
Yeah.
But he knows how to work with people.
Okay.
I think any one of them, the people picking Fox or Fred or him,
all right,
they're in good hands.
All right. Thanks a lot. Did wonderful. Next caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir. I'm leading door.
Hey, good night. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. You know, I forecast that the PLP is going to win the next election, right?
Yes.
But I also forecast that the poor people is going to remain in problems.
Mm.
You see, because there's nothing from either of these parties that works for the poor people.
Mm.
You know, the Bahamas is the most expensive, one of the most expensive countries in the nation, right?
Four of the most expensive places to live in the world.
And the PLP is offering them, 45%. Of the livable wage, livable wage now is 63%.
Yes.
Meaning that the minimum wage now is 63%
mm-hmm.
of the livable wage. You know, so there's nothing there for the poor.
Mm.
You know, there's no housing for the poor people.
Mm.
You know, housing for the poor people is public housing.
Public housing.
And I'm sure in your community there's probably only about 10 of them.
Yeah, you're correct. Could be less, but you're correct on the estimate.
Right. That place should be littered.
At least for 200. About 200.
And that's a small number. You get 3,000, 4,000 or 5,000 people in them communities.
Yes.
And how many of them make over $600 a week?
For
1%?
Yeah, you get it right, boss.
Right. You know, they like to sell us things, but all this. type of education and thing that you're responsible for yourself and the job. Mm-hmm. What you call it, our small businesses. Come yes. on, man. Everybody's not going to be entrepreneurs.
No, it's not. It's impossible.
You know, somebody got to pick up the garbage.
Yes.
But the garbage man should make $600 a week.
Of course, because his health.
Someone got to be the carpenter helper.
Yes. The garbage man should.
$600 a week.
The garbage man should, because the garbage man health is at stake, especially in this pandemic, you know.
And that's his trade.
Yes, that's his
He's
trade.
He's a sanitation engineer.
Yes, he should be respected. He should right. be respected.
You see, and see what happened is, civil society, right, the educated people, they control the media. We went from a government monopoly media, and then mm-hmm. human income come. And now the civil society, the educated, and the rich people of Obama own the media.
Mm.
You know how that goes.
Yes, sir.
You know, you are fortunate to have this platform.
Yes, yes, I'm very fortunate. That's why I appreciate the owners who allowed me to have my free will.
Right. You see, and see, many of them, when you talk with the poor people and talk against the capitalist system that they operate upon, they cut you off.
You correct.
So the only talk show host in media is two. There's a few, you know, like what's his name? Howard from that other place, right?
Howard
and
Grant?
And Aaron Green. Aaron Green calls herself a socialist.
Yes.
You see, so we need you, Scrooge,
yes.
to really advocate for the poor people. See these little micro things they be talking about, this COVID, this and little civil rights. We
yeah.
need to... You need to advocate for our human rights.
Yes,
you
correct.
Know, the deprivation of our food and housing.
Yes.
You know, when they pay us some wages that we can't live upon.
210.
210.
Yeah, 210.
Our human rights.
Yes.
The right to vote is just a civil right. That's rights given to you by the politician.
Yes.
You know, but we need to fight for our
human rights.
Human rights.
The minimum wage needs to be increased.
That need to be, we need to have housing. A livable wage.
Yes, housing.
Housing, we need housing.
Yes.
You see, we need health care.
Yes.
You see, we need a single-payer health care system. We need a tax on health care where everybody must pay into that.
Mm.
Every behemoth. Now, if you want to go and get your private insurance, that one on you.
Yes.
You know, the professionals in the UK, them people ain't without private insurance.
Mm.
You know, they're in the public health insurance thing. Mm. Everybody in the United Kingdom, they pay into the public health insurance.
Yes.
Just the other day, you had these public workers, government workers, striking for private insurance. Come on, man. Kind of foolishness that is. All them people in your neighborhood who ain't no union, you see them, they got any union to fight for their employers to get them insurance?
No, sir.
All right, man. So
they have no representative.
We need you to speak the truth to these powers,
yes.
man.
Yes.
These colors and things, they God detriment, man.
Yes.
They being enabled. By the smart people, the educated people.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Thank you much, man.
Man, no problem. I always tell the general public that we get this party system of a progressive little party and free national movement. And when the caller call and talk about people not wearing their shirts, I think that people not wearing their shirts sends a message to both political party that, yes, we might vote out this government, but it'd be you next if you don't do the right thing in the 2 years time. And the caller talked about housing and minimum wage increase, and he's completely correct. We need these kind of topics where we could get minimum wage from $210 to probably $400 or $500 per whatever work we're doing in the country. I know it's going to be hard and difficult. It's going to be a hard battle. But with the Bahamas, the fourth or sixth most expensive place to live in the world, then definitely, you know, and we're one of the richest countries in the world, then definitely. And we have one of the highest unemployment rate right now in the history of the country. That don't compute. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City.
Hey, a pleasant good evening. Scrooge, I hope you're doing well.
Thank you very much. Yes, I am. I am. Thank you.
So I must commend you for how far you've come. I remember when you first came on the radio, and you used to butcher the Queen's English. you have really done well.
Yes, sir.
And you know, I remember when Carlton first brought you on and whatnot. But it's not all about the speaking; it's about the heart.
Yes.
And so you know, keep doing what you're doing. And I want to send my condolences out too. I didn't even know that. Rita had passed. Was this recently? She passed?
Yes, about 3 days ago.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah,
I know her very well. Her and her sister Sharon and I were friends, and you know, so I want to send condolences out to the family of son Nolan and Solly and all the other sister at NIB. You know, these things that happen, so we got to be prepared.
Yes.
You know, I would like to see in this election, you know, the Prime Minister has called the election, and it is what it is. We have to deal with it as far as it goes.
Yes.
But I'm hoping that we would elect people who are honorable to the House.
Mm.
I hope that we would not have a large disparity among the major political parties. I would like to see some independent dissenting voices in the House of Assembly who would be able to, you know, stand, because normally when you get into these, when these parties have these large majority, they put everybody in the cabinet.
Yes.
So you don't have any backbenchers. So I'm hoping that the Bahamian people would look at evaluate each candidate and, you know, elect them on their merit, and don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yes.
If an MP has been doing well,
vote him in. Vote for him. Better EPLP or FNM. Vote him in if he's a good MP.
You know, I'm in the St. Barnabas constituency, and I'm not an FNM, but I will vote for Mr. Cartwright.
And I like that.
Why
are you voting him? You're voting on him, not because he's an FNM or a PLP. You're voting for him because you know he's a decent person. He means all well. That's right?
That's
the character you got to vote for.
Whether his party wins or not, that ain't up to me. Right?
Yes.
So, but I know that I am supporting him, and I am, you know, because I have seen him, and I know he is a representative for the constituency.
Yes.
He doesn't represent FNM. He represents everybody.
Yes.
So when people get up and say, I stand on behalf of the constituency, that is the constituency.
Yes.
That is not an FNM.
Or PLP thing.
Yes,
that's what they need to understand. I keep telling people that. Once you're elected, you're no more PLP, no more FNM.
You are no longer, because you are not being paid with FNM dollars.
That's right. You're paying the taxpayers' money.
And those constituency offices, they are paid for by the Bahamian government.
Yes.
So anybody can go in there irregardless of their
parties.
Political affiliation.
Yes, sir.
You know? And so it's important that these MPs know that, you know, listen, that when I say I rise on behalf of the constituency of XYZ, that is all the constituents.
Yes.
Not the FNM or yes. the PLP.
Yes.
And I would like to see whoever this government come in, that they would work across party lines.
Yes.
You have Bahamians who are qualified. If BPL board is doing a good job, I'd keep them on. You know, if whoever it is, let's get the brightest and the best Bahamians, irregardless of their politics. So that once they are prepared to work for the betterment of the Bahamas, let's use them. Because our motto says what? Forward, upward, onward and together. And, you know, whether Scrooge, if you vote PLP, you know, you're still a Bahamian. You're still my brother. We all have to live together in this country.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Yes, and you said the right thing. What I want the general public to understand is that you see when you go into campaign mode, right, and you're a representative of the PLP or the FNM, you're using that platform and that party to be elected. Once you are elected after the general election, if you win your particular seat or if your party wins the general election, once the prime minister is sworn in by the governor general, and I want to say this real quick, I want you all to understand this. Once the prime minister gets sworn in, he swears to the queen and her ancestors. And many people would like to see MPs persecuted, right? And go before the court for what they call conflict of interest or milking the treasury, right? And again, I'm going to tell you this again. It's not illegal for them to do that, okay? Both parties do it. Okay? Yes, it might be a conflict of interest. Yes. Okay? It might be a conflict of interest, but it's not illegal. I even forgot what I was going to say this now because I'm gone, of course. But I couldn't remember what I was going to say. Oh, Lord. It's illegal. Oh, I can't remember that. Some things be going through my mind. But what I saying just now? Man, I was talking about the, but it's not illegal. All right, yeah, yeah. So once the prime minister got sworn in, he talks about serving the queen and ancestors. That's the first thing he swears to. The second thing he swears to is that anything discussed in parliament once he is the government is not, is be held secrecy. So you know what that means? Any one of those MPs who have some type of conflict of interest and is being made available to the general public, either because of a party official or some disgruntled party supporter who works in that department or works in that ministry and he gives the information out, and he gives the information out, like I said, cannot be persecuted. Because, see, y'all need to listen when they get sworn. When they swear, they sign a contract. That's why the prime minister does not swear to the Bahamian people. People say we're an independent country, right? And we could argue this all day. But listen to the swearing, and this could prove that we're not an independent country. Because the prime minister gets swears in from the governor general. The governor general is the legal ambassador to the Bahamas, even though we appoint them. But the position governor general is an appointment from the queen, I mean from the queen of England, yeah, to Nassau, and we could call him a Pontius Pilate, just like Pontius Pilate in the Bible. Okay? So he cannot be held because of those same, what he swore in before he signs his contract. Then thirdly, he swears to the Bahamian people, okay, to do the best he can for the Bahamian people. So listen, people. I tell you, listen, you know, we all talk, oh, we independent. Listen to the swearing of the prime minister and any minister. Listen to Jeffrey Lloyd get swearing. Listen to Marvin Hems get swearing. Listen to whoever the next prime minister gets swearing. You listen closely. That's why they're exempt. That's why police can't interfere in cabinet matters because the police has no authority or no jurisdiction. The only way they're going to have authority or jurisdiction if the prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas gives the order passed down to the attorney general and the attorney general passed the order down to the commissioner of police. And that's how our system runs, okay? And that's how our system runs. And then when you inherit the prime minister's seat or the minister's seat, like the gentleman who called in a few minutes ago, you are not the prime minister of the Free National Movement or the prime minister of the PLP when you get in power. That immediately stops. That stops immediately. See, the system, eh? The system has been being corrupt by men who add the party structure onto the system. There's nothing wrong with the Queen's system, you know. It's the people who inherit it and how they use it. You see, it's the individual who inherit the power, you know. If the individual doesn't care or wants change and is greedy and selfish and petty-minded, holds power, they're going to do that to each and every one of their party members or anyone who says anything to them. They'd be petty-minded and not to even go with that plan that poison up and that could benefit the country. And that's why we're going back and forth. But let me get to the topic. Once you get elected as the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, that's who you are. You're not the leader of the Freedom National Movement no more. You're not the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party no more. Your job is, like the gentleman said, I talked about Shannon Cartwright, and he talked about him being a voter. And then when he go to vote, hey, he's going to vote for Shannon Cartwright, even though he is not a Free National Movement member. He's not a supporter, but he lives in the constituency, and he sees Shannon Cartwright, Honorable Shannon Cartwright, as a minister who represents the people. So that's his reason for him going to vote with Shandor Cartwright, and that's a very good reason. Glenys Adam Martin on the Progressive Liberal side, the Honorable Glenys Adam Martin, she is the same way ask Mr. Shenandoah Cartwright. They are two good MPs. They are two on two different parties, but they are good MPs. Travis Robertson, again, is a good MP himself, you know? But they say if the leader of that particular party, you know, has made the Bahamian people mad, they say, be like previously with the former prime minister, the Honorable Perry Gladstone Christie, and he made certain remarks, and the Bahamian people lashed out at him, and the FNM was able to win in a landslide. And I always said on this show that you could have put a pig or goat on the wall, ran a FNM straight, and it was going to win the election. We saw Giants get taken down. Travis Robertson take down the Honorable Brandon Nordich. Reese Chipman took down a sitting prime minister. But they ain't took down nobody, you know. It's just that the Bahamian people were so mad at Mr. Christie, they put all their votes to the Free National Movement just to get rid of Mr. Christie. So even though you got good MPs, many people would vote to get the Honorable Prime Minister of Minnesota. I don't know if it's going to happen. You don't know. I don't know who's going to win the election. But many people are very upset about the lockdown. And then people were seeing this just recent advanced poll gathering where it's supposed to be for the oil and defense force and police, but it was chaos. And then we were wondering when the prime minister speaked about it's about saving lives. Is the election or the wine spool more important than saving lives? Because the way how we see it at the wine spool, people were close together. They were not social distancing. There were arguments. There was disarray. So we have the Delta variant now large in the country. We have three different variants now looming around in the country besides the Delta variant, okay? The Prime Minister said that safety, but people are motivating around both political parties, the Free National Movement and FNM. I want to advise persons out there, the COVID-19 is real. Yes, it's man-made. I ain't telling no one go get their vaccine shot. I trying to build up my immune system. I drinking my ginger. I drinking my fever grass. I get my honey. I get my lemon. I get my ginger. I get my garlic. I get my lime. And I get my turmeric. And I get all the basic stuff. I eat my grapes. You know, I eat no more pig, no more red meat. I try to eat turkey. I try to eat some white meats. But I'm eating a lot of vegetables now. It's expensive. You know, so these are the things you're going to have to do. So even though you're going to be voting, wear your mask, sanitize your hand. If you live at home, sanitize your house. Make sure that if anyone coming out with any symptoms, you know, do your best to try and remain calm. Use the Facebook. You know, there are some remedies you could use. You know, you could know some of the symptoms. You know, so you got to be very careful. Remind people if you see them spitting on the side of y'all, or if you're in the car and they're driving and they decided to spit out the window, you put a stop to that, because if you're doing that, you're not only endangering yourself, but you're endangering others, because the spit and saliva travels in the wind and could go into somebody's face who was driving. You know, you might not know it go in your face, but a little spark could go in your mouth coming up from the front car, because the wind carries it back. So these are the kind of things you're going to watch out for. You know, you're going to have to tell people to eat healthy, build up their immune system. I don't understand why the Carmel of the Bahamas, the health authorities, health people in the country are not telling the Bahamian people prevention, you know, building up the immune system. Teach us and let us know what it is that we need to do to build up the immune system so that they can help us prevent us from catching COVID-19, okay? These are the kind of things we need to talk about. And like I said earlier, once you're elected as the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, you're no more leader of the Free National Movement, you're no more leader of the FNM. What you're supposed to do, the gentleman stated that, you do the same thing with Shannon Doyle, Cartwright is doing, and what Glenna Hannah Martin from the PLP side is doing. That's why she was re-elected, because people see she was working. So people re-elect her. Even though the Progressive Liberal Party got beaten in a landslide in the last general election by this prime minister, hey, she was able to still maintain her seat. Chester Cooper was one. Faisal Forbes was one. And the honorable opposition leader, Brave Davis, was one. So they were the only four to hold their seats. There's something they had to be doing to be reelected. And I guess what the caller talked about earlier when he talked about Shannon Cartwright, I guess those people in those constituency used their same discretion, even though they were mad at Mr. Christie, but they said to themselves that they're a good MP. We want them to represent us. All right? So, yes. So what you're supposed to do, and that's why democracy, there's nothing wrong with democracy. It's the system. See, when the leader is elected, right, and he becomes prime minister, he still believes he's the leader of the Free National Movement. He carries that. So he's going to look out for his supporters, and he's going to victimize anyone on the PLP side who was a part of that organization, and anyone who he or she does not like, they will victimize because they have power now. That is not governance. You're stopping talent. You're stopping progress in the country. You're supposed to exalt persons in the country. You know, you're supposed to be the prime minister, and you're supposed to be exalting persons like Olympic two-time gold medalist Miss Miller, Uber, Sinead, you know? You're supposed to be exalting C.B. Moss, Pastor C.B. Moss, on the pedestal. You're supposed to be exalting persons like that. You're supposed to be putting these people over you. You was the prime minister, but you show respect to the persons who are doing great in their community. See, that's what a leader does. But what people does is that they stick to this PLP and FNM. When the PLP is in power, I ain't like nobody on the FNM side, and I'm going to victimize everyone. So I'm demoting people. See, and a good example for that is when the Honorable Minister of Health, Honorable Reginald Wells, when they gave out the horn and honorarium. Right, producer, honorarium, right? When they gave it a honorarium a month ago, you would see where he issued the payment. And he stated that with the payment, he gave it to certain persons in the department who were supposed to give out the honorarium out to those who are qualified. But these people give it to certain people who they were party supporters or friends and lovers. Those who probably needed the most didn't receive it. And he stated that he gave it. So where it comes in there, that's victimization. That's party politics right there. And that's what you have to kill in the country. Whether you're PLP or FNM, after the general election, we have a country to run. You understand? If you do good works as the leader of the country, see, former prime minister of the country, the Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram, he did something that broke politics in the country, you know. When he gave that sniping, that $100,000 to each member of parliament, whether PLP or FNM, if he had continued to understand what that means, he is the sitting prime minister. He is the leader of the country, right? He is the leader of the PLP, the Free National Movement. But at the same time, he recognized something. He say, I'm going to do the same for my party. I'm going to do it for the next party. So he gave the majority of sitting MPs, regardless of party politics, he gave the PLP sitting members of parliament $100,000. He gave the F&M, members of parliament, $100,000. And he said to each and every member of parliament, go in your community and go find and help develop your community. All right? You know why? Because he understands something. He understands he is the prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. That's why he's doing. That's why he's the only sitting prime minister beside the late, great Sir Lyndon Oscar Pinlan to win two elections. Sir Lyndon won 5, and Hubert Biddingham is the only one who was able to win 2 terms. The reason why? Because he was able to understand the importance of running the country, not as the F&M prime minister, but the prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. We have to take a break? We have to take a break, so don't go nowhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Inner city. Inner city.
Ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town. Ain't no love in the show not for today. Ain't no love, cause you ain't around. When you were mine, oh, I was feeling so good. Cause you love lit up this whole neighborhood. But now that you're gone, you know the sun don't shine. From the city hall to the county line. And that's why I said ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town. Ain't no love, and it sure is a pity. Ain't no love, cause you ain't around.
Now that your age is not everything, now that your kids call you for advice, now that you can achieve anything you set your mind to, why stop? Nourish your strength and energy with Ensure. Ensure provides protein, antioxidants, key vitamins and minerals to support your immune system. Now that it's your moment to enjoy your vitality, why stop? Your life, your health, your Ensure.
Tips for keeping children healthy. Ensure that children are up to date with their vaccinations, including the flu vaccine. Make sure that your children practice preventative actions such as proper hand washing. Teach them to cover their nose and mouth with tissue or the inner elbow when coughing or sneezing. Encourage them to keep their hands away from their eyes, nose, and mouth. Explain that they should keep their distance from persons who are coughing and sneezing. Keep your children home when they are sick.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
At a time when jobs are hard to find, crime is a concern, and Bahamians are uncertain about the future of the country, there is one paper you can rely on as your source of news and commentary. The Nassau Guardian delves deeper into the issues. We ask the tough questions. We tell your stories. If you haven't already, pick up a copy today. The Nassau Guardian, news and views that matter since 1844.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Always on the go?
Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Welcome to the inner city.
We're back on Inside the Inner City, that for Mass on Guardian Radio, every 6:30 to 8 p.m. We have a few more minutes in studios. And I'd just like to say this again. You know, I am very respectful to former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Alexander Ingram because he understands the importance of trying to be transparent across the board. He was able to give each sitting MP, whether PLP or FNM, $100,000 for snipings to do community work in their respective community. What I'd like to see happen after the general election is that who inherits or who becomes the next Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, either Dr. Hubert Alexander Menace or the Honorable Brave Davis, who was the official Queen's legal representative here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I would like them to see to increase the 100,000, you know, from that time, from Ingram made it 100,000. And see right now if he could get that to like 300, 400, 500,000 for each constituency so that we can be able to assist the less fortunate in these particular communities. Okay, caller, you're on Inside the Inner City. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, I'm Scrooge.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right, sir.
Hey, I can give you something I can want you to watch, right?
Yeah.
Right now, just the beginning of it will possibly start on the 16th of this month, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the confirmation of it would not happen until after that. Let me tell you what I said. All right? I was wondering where the FNM came up with this future, right? Well, they say
it's
all about your future. It's good? Hello?
Yeah. Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, so they say it's all about your future, right?
Yes, sir.
And then I really was checking it out, right? Deep down, and they say, you know, future is really all about Scrooge.
Yay.
It's all about Dr. Minna's future. Let me give you an next example why I said
Go ahead, sir.
Right? If Dr. Minna's Dr. Menace, right, if the FNM should lose this election next week, right, that will be the end of Dr. Menace's political future as the leader of the Free National Movement.
Mm.
You see?
Yes.
Because the Free National Movement, Dr. Menace divided that when he told people it's the end of proper time. You
yes,
know,
the right? end of Ingram era, yes.
Era, right?
A good friend who made him opposition leader.
Right. And if you notice Ingram, right, what's this now?
I know you're coming from. I saw it with Dr. Dwayne Sand. Go ahead.
I saw you see these movies. You saw Ingram
going
and he started in Dawson.
Dwayne Sand. I was going to get to that. Go ahead, though.
Right. And then you see just lately again, just yesterday, you see been in the media again talking about the poor treatment and condition and service of
the Kalani polling division.
Of those polling divisions.
And
he's
not
right?
He wasn't registered yet.
And if you know Hubert Ingram, right, Hubert Ingram, when you see him move like that, right?
He's telling you something.
Message.
Yes. Yes, you got to read between the lines. That's what you're trying to say. I'm glad you said that because I was just going to get it before I close it. Go ahead, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're on the same page. Go ahead, my brother.
Right, so that's what I'm watching. So I believe this about something deeper.
Yes, this personality.
Than what we just said on the surface, because at the end of the day, now watch this now. Let me
go ahead,
for you.
Go ahead.
If Dwayne Sand should lose his seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Hubert Ingram and Hubert Menace still retain the seat and lose the government, there for them, then find themselves in another conundrum, right? Because
he could be opposition leader. He can be opposition leader now because he want to see Dwayne St. Louis. I ain't get where you coming from, bro.
Because the FLM, the minute they go into a convention, which can have to call because they missed the convention. So yes. When they go in the convention, Dr. Menace ain't going to be nominated as a leader.
Right.
And the only leader they could nominate is somebody who's sitting inside those assembly. So this is really about the future of the FLM. Nothing to do with the
Bahamian
people.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Have a nice day, buddy.
I'm glad you could read between the lines. And I always tell Bahamian people, read between the lines. Yes, Ingram, the former Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, he's endorsing Dwayne Sands. It was kind of strange to me because I thought you were going to the general election. And why would you want to be endorsing Dwayne Sands? And then you're talking about you did the same thing when he was a member of cabinet, Ingram was saying, and then he talked about the fact that he ended up becoming leader of the party. But Dr. Hubert Menace is right now the captain of the ship. So it seems to me there's something going on disgruntled between the two leaders and their shirt, because, one insulted the next, one helped one. And then the next one turned his back on him immediately when he got the opportunity to get some power, So that was a slap in the face. So I could see where it's back and forth. And I could see where the gentleman who just called and talking about, because you're endorsing Dwayne Sands and you're hoping that he wins the seat. So you're hoping, and I think the Prime Minister, former Prime Minister, is inking saying that, they might lose the election and it might go in Dwayne Sands' way. And then Dwayne Sands could be the leader of the Free National Movement after Menace lose the election. That's how it seems to me. I'm not saying I so I only win between the nine. That's the only thing I got to say. Just like the caller. Okay, we're going to take this last call. Go ahead, caller. You're on inside the inner city.
Yeah, bless up, Scoochie.
Hey, what's up?
And praises.
Yes.
Listen, man. The future for the ghetto youth is someone will shoot you. You know the type of things I do in the community. All my little cousins, all the little youth. When I ride you on the bicycle, right, Scoochie?
Yeah.
I stay giving them dollar. When they bicycle need air, they come to the little shop and they say, well, they need air, or they come to borrow tools, right?
Yes.
And, you just got to show them this little love and help them out in this struggle.
That's very important.
It's be rough, and so.
I
know what's going on, but I got a joke for you. You know your boy who just called us now. See, I don't keep up with the political paradigm, but I thank him for orientating me. He seems to be, well, he gets some things, And then they see the in the day, fall in it. But what I say is, right, Scoochie, we got to read the headlines. You listening?
Yeah, go ahead, cuz.
Between the lines and look through the blinds.
Yes.
That's what we got to do now. We got to scrutinize the situation. But, when I look at the global paradigm and what's coming, Scoochie, it's frightening for me that we are consumed and ghost with this politics. And I guess the politicians, would you say the slogan was? You say the slogan was? Because I know the next one is a new day. But they want to say it's about the future.
Yeah, it's about the future.
I used to do too much reading. So I can't even really show the public what the future was. Because if they haven't looked at the circular monopolistic chart of the World Economic Forum, right?
Mm-hmm.
That'll show you what your future is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Your future will be based on panopticism and capitalist surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
For all the sheeple who was calling 52 crazy and whatever, they mind lazy, right? But Scoochie, I know someone I can get them to send you some info just for you to look at, you see. But
I want you coming to the show, man.
Yeah, anytime, brother. To you, anytime, But you know how it go. I don't mind. I have nothing to hide.
So we can set something up with this month coming up.
Yeah, whenever,
man.
You could always get my number from Ali,
Okay, okay then.
Yeah, bless and respect.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Respect. Yes. So that's what we are saying, when you become leader of any party, democracy is nothing wrong with democracy, all right? There's nothing wrong with the Westminster system. Let me just tell you that. It's the individual. It's the party structure that has been established in the PLP and the FNM. That party structure is me taking care of me, my supporters, my delegates, my street captains, my people. And in there, you have little infighting inside the party, And then on the next side, it's the same thing. We need to stop that, When you get elected, you're no more a Free National Movement member or FNM member. You shouldn't be wearing colors when you're out there if you're talking about the people. If you're Minister of Education, why you got to come out in a red tie? You don't need to. You're representing your party. You don't represent no party no more wearing your yellow tie. You don't represent those two. You represent the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. The Queen of England don't recognize no PLP. She don't recognize no FNM. She recognize the Bahamas government. on Hubert Ingram, what you call it, pension, and on Perry Gladstone Christie, two former prime ministers' pension, it says Bahamas government. It don't say PLP and it don't say FNM, all right? Let me just tell you that. Okay, we can take this last call. Go ahead, call him. You only have a minute or two, so please go ahead real quick.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoochie. How you doing, man?
I'm fine.
Hey, Scoochie.
Yes, sir.
The same gentleman who just called.
Yeah.
56 and I. You need to drop the 2.5 4, you see? Hey. The 52 has come on. 56, really, right?
Yeah.
56 is just blurring out the water, right?
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? It's like 52 is so powerful. It's like people who've been to college and all these other places and things, who've been indoctrinated into, well, how to think and how to really pick through all the tea leaves to find out what the truth is,
yes,
right? You know, they be hating the 56, you see what I'm
saying?
Yes,
but he tells the truth.
Need to be this, whatever the new administration ushered in, 56 need to be a consultant.
Yes.
Like on the ground to basically like to say, well, he have an idea about like to say, well, the kind of foods especially that is coming in here. We ain't worried about all the chemical drugs where they could be putting in to try and make you healthy. But on the aspect of like when food go to America and certain places, they have quality control and all of that.
Europe
don't
allow plenty of food in their country.
No.
But
no,
we allow in our country.
No. You see what I'm saying?
Because they have regulations.
Yeah, and then, you know, to find out what these things contain and what devastating effect it have on our human body.
Because they gain cancer and all that stuff.
Yeah, man. I feel like a person like him would be the ideal person to put in place between, like, well, what the government have in place to say, well, persons who, the customs and,
and what, you
know, all these other things. But he'd be like the sniffing nose and the eyes to make sure that,
that is not coming in. I know about that.
Because things come in to have a healthy society. Because, I mean, we spend a lot of money
on garbage
for getting healthy, but we don't put enough money into putting things in our body to be healthy.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But then at the end of the day, I mean, you know, it's short, right? Like, they want us to take this shot, right? But understand where we come from and where we go in. We come from the day and we go into the day.
Yes.
And they can't tell us nothing about nothing. We come from the day, like the plant, okay? Plant, all of it's been our healing. And at the end of the day, they're trying to tell us basically, well, plants have no value. In essence, what they're saying is the food, the natural food and stuff we're eating. So, I mean, I already heard that. Did they talking about this new burger? They coming out with thing when they got on these nothing inside it. That could be the order.
Yes.
You know, because they want to make everything in the lab and have us like lab mice.
Yes, so we don't need to.
And genetically modified organisms that are programmed by the computer.
What do we need all those for when we could go natural foods?
You know that. Everything comes from the date. And guess what? Like I say, we come from the date and we going back to the date. And when we give up the date, it's like us giving up God. But those who believe in the Christianity and all these other religions, we're more religious to the earth, be more religious to the plants, because that's where our life comes from.
Yes.
Okay? Not from no chemical, and no pills and no injection.
Yes.
Have a nice day, Scoochie.
Thank you very much. And we must remember the call of talk, the book of Genesis. Right? Tells you about the grains. And the book of Revelation tells you about the grains. Even these pharmaceutical drugs that are being made, many of them come from plants that you were taking even in the medicine. All right? So just remember that. All right? So don't listen to nobody. Mostly all medicine come from plants. Okay? Most all medicine come from plants. It's just pharmaceutical. They put certain ingredients together. They might use some other substance. They're using from some animal, you know, and that's what make it not pure. But if you use the natural ingredients like the Indians, the Mayas, and all those back in the days, what they used to use, and the Arawaks and the blacks, they used to use bushmelon and combine together for sauce, cut, vomiting, and when women pregnant and etc. They had something for that, you know. Everything they had from them based on the grains. You know, so eat more healthier, you know. Know what's good for your body. Okay, we want to say thanks to all those who listen to Garden Radio 96.9. I want to say thanks to all the callers. You did a wonderful job tonight. I want to say thanks to my producer. And I want to say thanks to Garden Radio for letting me have a show where I can speak my mind about real life stuff and real solutions. Okay, I want to say thanks very much to Garden Radio. So until you guys, drive safe. And remember, the hospital are parked. Be careful, you know, avoid altercation, Drive safe, because if you're getting car accident, you know, the hospital is full. So just be careful, okay? So we'll see you next week on Inside the Inner City.
Boy, I from Pitton Road.